Dave Mills.
Looking over the experiences, the more memorable ones, if you plucked out one that left an imprint, had an impact on the community or your lab.
I think the one that maybe was the most rewarding in national impact was a couple of years ago when we had the nationwide spinach outbreak of E. coli. And they were having these cases all over the country. They suspected bagged spinach, but they hadn't been able to link it with product. And our laboratory was the one that actually made the link using the pulse field gel electrophoresis between the E. coli in the case patients and a bag of spinach that was pulled out of the fridges of one of the patients. It's a pulse field gel electrophoresis. It's like DNA fingerprinting the bug. And every state lab has this pulse field gel electrophoresis, or PFGE, instrumentation. And there are certain organisms that we're interested in nationwide. And so whenever we see cases of these organisms in the state, we automatically do the DNA fingerprint on them, things like salmonella and so on. And then we upload that DNA fingerprint to the CDC, and they have a huge library of these. So if they can link cases across the nation and so on. And it was great for my analysts because they had to do some modification of the standard methods in order to get it to work. So, you know, within 24 hours, we had the results. We knew we had the link, and we had the bag of spinach with the brand, the lot number, and everything. And so CDC was a buzz. They had a nationwide conference call for our analyst, Paul Torres, to explain the Paul Torres method that he used, the modifications to grow it up. And within a day, they had narrowed it from just having an idea that we think it's linked to spinach, but we have no more than that, to 3 fields in California. So that was very rewarding, and it was exciting.